So more recently, there's been a recent development within Facebook. This development is around the reach that brands have to their customers through Facebook. And the latest news is that the reach that the brand has is going to be cut down slightly. My thinking on this is currently that if you work for a brand, you might also be targeted by that brand quite easily because, in some ways, the reach might reach back to you. So, there are some positive aspects to this. I think what would be interesting is just to see how, if this does actually affect brands and the way that they've portrayed their strategy in some way. And I don't think it will affect them hugely. I think this could benefit the consumer, the Facebook consumer, and it's a good thing. So it's not really a big, juicy bit of news. But I think off the back of that, what's probably quite relevant is that that's more news for the business end. But for regular people, I guess it's still a case of get an understanding of the basics. Some people aren't even aware of the fact that these adverts are being drawn to them and how amazing the technology is behind that to deliver such instant results, all for the benefit of clearly Facebook. So yeah, it'd be quickly just to go through the types of reaches Facebook has. If you're not aware, it is a technical area to some. There are two types. There are, well, I say there's two types. There's organic, viral, and paid reach. So organic reaches are quite simple. They're just the number of unique people who have seen, like visually seen an item, like a post, or seen something within your news feed or on a page. This includes people who saw it from stories shared by some of your friends. When you see that on your news feed and you see someone share something and someone likes something, or if somebody comments, then this all sort of underpins what would be considered an organic reach. And if there's a comment on there which people are discussing, and there's questions and answers, and maybe you've liked it or you're part of that conversation, that's all part of the organic reach. And the reason why it's called the organic reach is because you have chosen to take lead on interesting or on being interested in whatever that post, repost, or comment, or favorite, or like is. And as you've engaged with it, or at least at the very least, the twisting point is that you have seen it, then it is considered to be an organic reach. So to put the other one on the flip side, it would be a paid reach. So obviously the paid reach is the opposite. But just to sort of pin that down a bit more, it's a number of unique people. So actually under the paid reach, to help you define, or business define, their target market and how they reach them, it's quite distinct towards the number of unique people who have seen the post through the advert. And I think what's still interesting, after having explained that difference between the organic and viral sort of paid reaches, it's there's still that element of your post may be viewed, and that could be, in my eyes, either organic or paid. However, if a paid element is there and it's placed there and people look at it, then that is how Facebook would see it as a paid reach. Sort of, it would define it more as a paid reach because your advert was placed nearby. It wasn't necessarily organic. Now, I have mentioned and skirted around viral, but viral reach was something that Facebook did initially do, and I think it was an interesting idea that people did try and grasp and use. But it's something that people might still refer to as a Facebook sort of tool for marketing, but it's in it, within the terms of what one would call viral, it would suggest that it's not something that would be paid. It's something that would naturally develop or not and be of its own accord. So therefore, the viral element, the viral reach, fits under the organic reach branch. So the paid reach is pretty much people pay for this. However, there is a possible situation where brands are able to just put something out there and not pay to have that promoted throughout Facebook and chosen demographics. It's possible that the brand just posts something on their wall and it gets millions of hits. It would be considered not just an organic reach, an impressive one at that. It would be a viral organic reach. So yeah, that's the difference between organic, viral and paid. And hopefully you've got a better idea and maybe this will interest you to stay tuned the next time you go to Facebook and see how quickly things change. And if anyone spots this new change of the brands not being reached out to people as much as they used to, or maybe it's more, it'd be nice to sort of hear that and understand how that works. I just want to, before I say thanks for listening, goodbye, I'm slightly baffled that Audioboo has done this amazing thing. Usually I would use the mobile app on one of my devices to record, and the time limit for that is 5 minutes. I'm always nervous when I get to about 3.5-4 minutes, and I tend to wrap up quite quickly, and in this case I've been allowed to stretch a little bit. It seems that by recording on the Audioboo website, I've stretched it out to 10 minutes. So from time to time, you might actually hear the new Tea & Toast podcast through Audioboo being at 10 minutes. Is that a good thing? I don't know. Would you like me to limit it to 5? Maybe you do. I like 5 minutes. If I can't keep to it, then I promise it won't be too much more. So thank you for listening, and yeah, stay tuned and keep booing.